first rent abatement hearing went through today. What's your thoughts on the process and what you saw?
Well, I won't comment on today's rent abatement hearing. There was a finding that, in fact, the tenant would be rebated rent to the maximum amount of, I believe, 90%. But in general, I believe that if any violation of a landlord is such that it is dealing with the public health, safety, and welfare of that tenant, then certainly that tenant should be given rent back from that landlord, and that rent should be abated, in my opinion.
All right. Is this a thing that you are happy to see finally coming to light? We've heard from the council and from public health and safety that WASA has had an issue with negligent landlords in the past, and that the council has been trying to work on this issue because, again, as you said, public health and safety, but also property values for the area.
Property values are important. Public health and safety regulations are important. And whether it's an owner property, an owner landlord, or an owner occupant, whatever the case is, these codes must be enforced. Forfeitures must be paid for egregious violations if there's knowledge, especially if there's knowledge. And in tenant situations, those rebates should be given to tenants.